Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
I was worshiping, I told God, I said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of playing games.
Yes.
I'm tired of pretending. I'm tired of putting on a show.
Yes.
I'm tired of pretending I'm somebody I'm not really in the inside.
Yep. Come on, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way, I heard the Lord saying it's time to get in the game. But it's not a game. This is the real deal. This is real life. This is truth. All that stuff with the luster on it, the shiny stuff, I've noticed it's all losing its luster. It's losing its shininess. It's being exposed for what it is. It's a cheap imitation. Nothing I can do can make me feel like this. Only the Holy Spirit, only God can do this.
Only God.
I'm so hungry. I'm tired of the status quo. I'm tired of things being the way they are. It's like, I'm tired of feeling like I got a muzzle on me. I can't say anything because I'm going to be judged or put down or labeled something. But love conquers all. Love covers a multitude of sins. I'm so hungry for God just to do what he did in my heart 6-7 years ago when I first met this guy. I was so on fire for God. I lived it. I breathed it. Everything I did was about God and about what God was doing. And I saw him moving. And I saw him touching people. He touched me. He moved me. He changed me. And then I got stuck in a rut. And I've been going through the motions and yeah, I'm still ministering, I'm still doing things for God, but my heart's still there, but it's like I let things creep in my life that most people be ashamed of. I'm tired of compromise in my own life. I'm tired of compromise I see in other people's lives. You know?
Holy fire.
I just want the fire. It's like everything I thought was important, it's not important at all. It doesn't mean anything. The cars, the money, you name it, you fill in the blank. It don't mean nothing. Nothing. Compared to Jesus and his power, his love, the Holy Spirit living in me. I see glimpses of it come out and then I pull back down in or I go back, you know, whatever. I'm tired of going back. I feel like I'm going through a revolving door sometimes.
On,
I know you guys. I know I'm not the only one experiencing
these. Break it open, Lord.
Things. Okay.
Break it open, God.
So, I heard the Lord saying, it's time to stand at attention.
Yes.
It's time to take up arms.
Yes, God.
In the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
Let's clarify that. It's time to fight for truth.
Come on.
It is time to fight for truth. Fight with the weapons of love and compassion and service and caring. All the things that we want to do, but so often we get wrapped up in our own self. Purpose. We're always asking, God, what's my purpose? What's your purpose for me? What's my purpose for my life? What's my purpose? What do I do?
Let it flow.
You know, I need to know what... What am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to do that? And I read today, it was like God's, somebody said, he goes, your purpose doesn't matter. It's not God's purpose for you. Where do you fit into his purpose in the bigger scheme of things? Where do I fit in? I'm always trying to find out. It's all about me. We're about me. And I'm about me. And God's like, it's not about you. It's about me. It's about him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So... I just feel fired up. I'm just tired. I'm so sick and tired of the same old stuff.
Yes.
Come on. Same old junk.
Come on, right now.
Okay.
Cry out. Cry out.
Lord, I thank you, God. Thank you for stirring my heart lately, God, just to things I used to rationalize away, I can't rationalize anymore. I can't rationalize them away anymore, God. It's not pleasing to you, God. Father, just have mercy on us for all of our shortcomings and all the places where we've fallen, all the places where we fall short. God, I thank you that you make up the difference. I heard somebody say tonight that when we come to the end of our strength, that's where we can be the strongest.
Because
your strength comes in and does so much more than we'd ever do by our own efforts and our own abilities.
Come on.
And I'm the first one to raise my hand and says, I've been guilty from eating from the tree of good and evil.
Yes.
Instead of eating from the tree of life.
Life.
I'm mixing in, you know, it's like I'm eating granola and I'm eating candy bars mixed into the cereal. Yeah. And I just want the granola. I just want the good stuff, God. I just want to eat from the tree of life.
Yes.
So God, help us. God, help us to be single focused on you, to be focused on your purpose for us, not what's our purpose, what's my purpose, but how do we fit into your purpose, the bigger picture, God. Help us to know that it's about serving, it's about loving, it's about caring, it's about being unselfish, it's about putting others first. All we got to do is just serve, God, and serve others, and everything else will fall into place. Love you, love our neighbor, God. So help us to be a light on a hill, God. Help us to be bigger than we could ever be by ourselves, by your power and by your Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us in the days ahead. Help us not to look at the circumstances, but to look at your word and your truth and your promises, to stand on those things, no matter how it looks, no matter what we're going through, God. Let us know that you are for us and not against us. That you are for us, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I just want us to take just this moment right here in this place, and I want us to open up our hands like we want to receive something from the Lord. Brad, I want you to come back up. And I want us to pray just one more time, just in this place that we've been rejoicing, for God to do healing, for God to touch our bodies, to do healing in our hearts. We're in a special place right now. If you will believe by faith, that God's fire wants to fall and consume you and change your direction, that you will be a fascinated individual for the Lord Jesus. And so we're going to ask the Holy Spirit, just come. Just Holy Spirit, come and bring healing. You do it the way you want to do it. Break all the patterns of what we think and renew us with new beautiful ways that you touch our hearts. Right now, holy fire, fall. Your presence, God. Yet your presence come. Just pray for us, Brad. The fire of the Holy Ghost is here.
Father.
It's here.
I thank you, Lord.
Feel it.
Your word says your mercy is new every morning, God. That every day is a new day. Every day is a fresh start, a fresh slate, God. So often we carry all the baggage and the pain and the shame and the depression and the failures, all the times we fail. We carry all that with us, God. And it loads us down. At times it's hard to even smile because we're carrying all this stuff. A lot of times we give it to you, God, but then we pick it back up again the next day or next time a trouble comes. We pick it back up, God. So, Lord, we just come before you right now, God.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, just fill us with hope right now.
Fill us, God.
Thank you. You're so much bigger than all of our problems.
Saturate us.
There's nothing that we do or go through, God, that you don't have a solution for, that you don't have a way through it, God. Father, I pray for, help us to forgive ourselves, God. You've already forgiven us, but so hard we don't have mercy on ourselves. So help us to forgive ourselves, Lord. Help us to forgive those who wronged us or hurt us or slandered us or fill in the blank, whatever they did to us, God.
Yes.
Help us to turn our back from those things, God. Turn our face towards you. Holy Spirit,
yes.
Empower us Give us the strength that we need, God. So we don't... Your word says a dog returns to its vomit. And so often we go back to that, God. Help us to resist, God. Help us to stay focused on what matters. Stay focused on you, God.
Yes.
Right now I just feel your Holy Spirit just coming down and telling us, filling us right now and just saying it's going to be
just okay. Listen.
It's going to be okay.
Yes.
It's going to be okay. I will lead you into all truth. I will teach you all things. And I will show you things to come. Don't worry about the future. I've got it all under control.
Just open your hands.
We receive that courage. We need courage. God, give us courage.
Open your heart.
Give us hope. Give us a backbone.
Jesus.
Strength.
Jesus.
Give us resolve, God. We need resolve that we know what we believe. And nothing is going to compromise that. Father, open our eyes. Remove the veil, God, that we would see clearly. That we would see you clearly.
Yes.
That we would see your hand of providence,
yes,
by your Holy Spirit moving in and through the fabric of our life, God, weaving a tapestry that is pleasing to your eyes, God. Help us to not get in the way, Lord, but help us to be more about you and less about us. Jesus said, I must decrease so that you can increase. God, let us, help us to decrease so you can increase,
yes,
in our lives, God, because so many lost, hurting people go by us every day and we don't say anything. Some of us do. Some of us,
yes,
do a little bit.
Yes.
We just want, God, open doors for us. You said in Isaiah that,
yes,
you know, that the kings would come to the rising of your people. That the darkness would get darker, but the light would shine even brighter, God. Let us walk in the light. Let us expose the works of darkness. Let us not have any part with the works of,
yes,
darkness.
Yes.
Give us self-control, Lord.
Yes. Yes, God.
Give us determination, Lord, to see it through to the end. Because it's already finished, God. Lord, help us, Lord.
I want you to listen. I want you to listen. Just with, open your hands again and just listen. Let Jesus speak to you regarding whatever it is. All that's been prayed, all that's been spoken tonight. Jesus, what do you want us to hear? That you would secure that voice, your voice. You said that the sheep know your voice, that they would hear your voice and recognize it. We bind all the other voices in the name of Jesus and say you have no way with these children of God, the bride of Christ. And we plead the blood of Christ over us. We pray for the voice of the Lord to have its way each and every day. I want to hear your voice because you make everything brand new. Bring healing today, supernaturally sweep across this room. bring renewal and restoration. You make all things new. Things new. Your message tonight is break our ways because we desire your ways. Break our wills so that we would desire nothing but your will. That we would commit to rest, to trust, to delight in you.
In the word it says we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Went up, went. This is Wynn Weddington. Just going to give a quick testimony of what the prophetic means in his life. And, you know, there's times when we're feeling something for someone. So a couple Sundays ago, I just texted him a prophetic word and just sent it on. And then, so what then happened?
What happened was... When the word came to me, something inside me stirred, and then it shifted. And because it shifted, I was hungry. You know, you get so hungry that you're trying to find a certain food that you like, a certain snack that you like, but there's something you want, just that one thing, and it came. So I was like, you know what? Me and my wife, my beautiful wife, Lee, over here, she had the idea, let's go, it's Tuesday. I said, let's go. You know, I'm hungry. I need to find out what's going on, because when you're looking for a word from God, He always answered on time. So, you know, I prayed. I was like, Lord, if this is really you, I want three people. And I want each of them to give me a word that you want me to hear to confirm what you want me to do. I said, not only that, I'm going to wear my favorite shirt, the shirt with the eagle on it. You know, God, you see, sometimes I love God so much that when you ask Him for something you're really looking for, He's going to give it to you. Because you know, you got that faith so strong that you believe so strong. So when I came, the Lord answered. No, He answered. Not just a little bit at a time. I'm talking about the whole thing. And it set me on fire to the point to where I had to change more.
That's it. So you weren't disappointed.
I was not disappointed at all. It set me on fire so much that I was like, okay, what I'm going to do next? Lord, what you want me to do? You're like, you can't sit still. You can't sit still. It's like someone up under you is like picking you up to go. And because of the word that God has given me, He even got me in a waiting stage. But in the waiting stage,
yes,
I'm in action. You know what I'm saying? I'm in action. So because I'm in a waiting stage, okay, Lord, I know some of you guys are in a waiting stage. But He said there's action.
Yes.
Take that action. You may not know where to go, but He's going to send somebody to you. Somebody to you to give you that word, where to go, how to do it, when to do it. And because of that, Pastor Stan, I'm a new man in Him. I may not be perfect, but I say I'm a new man in Him. You know, because of that. You know, it opened up my eyes even more, man.
It did. It did. Amen. So, Lord, I thank You for Win. Lord, I thank You for giving the fire in his heart, Lord, that the confirmation that he needed, the things that he needed in coming to the prophetic God. So, Lord, I ask Your blessing upon him in this season, that him and his wife are in God. I ask Your blessing upon him in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
God.
Amen. More, all right, Lord, team, come more, on up. Lord. Brad, more, you want to grab that microphone?
More.
All right. Stage ministry on fire. Let's go, team. Remember to ask their name. So. Johnson. It is. What do you got?
The gentleman in the bandana right there on by the wall. What's your name? What's your name? Charlie. Charlie, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that He delights in you and He has a purpose and a plan for your life, and it was written in His book in the beginning of time, and that He has a good plan for your life, for good and not for evil, a future and a hope. And He's asking you if you will take a baby step toward Him, He'll take a quantum leap toward you. And I feel like you're going into a new season, and good things are about to happen for you. And, you know, you say to the Lord, why, God, why? And when, God, when? But the Lord said, it's your season, it's your time, it's your kairos moment. And as you lean into Him, your entire being, all in, Charlie, all in, He's going to shift your life. And you're going to soar with the eagles, and you will not look back. Don't look back. Your future is forward, so I bless you in Jesus' name.
Okay, am I on? Yeah. Okay, the young man that's sitting like two people over, you got a blue and white shirt on there. Yes, sir. What's your name? Kyle. Okay. I saw you with glasses on. Now, I don't know. You don't wear glasses probably, right? You don't have contacts or anything. Oh, do you? Okay. well, what the Lord was saying to me there was that I'm shifting what you see. I feel like there's a shift coming in what you see. The way you see things, the way you perceive things. I feel like God's going to touch your heart and your eyes are going to just shift, like putting on a pair of glasses. All of a sudden, things come into focus. And I feel like God's given you a really tender heart. He's going to teach you how to pour out. He's going to teach you how to release. I feel like He's put a lot of things inside of you. And you've been waiting. Maybe you don't quite know how to express them, but I feel like God's going to take care of that. He loves you, and I just feel like there's a change in the way you perceive the world around you. When you see people, when you see situations, God's going to really shift that. And so just bless you in Jesus, brother.
So, gal, straight back from me, you're like in the third row of the dark chairs, light blue shirt. Yeah, what's your name? You, the solid blue shirt. Yes, what's your name? Melanie. Melanie, I heard the Lord say it's time to fight. And I heard that verse that says about the pulling down of strongholds. And I just felt like the Lord was drawing you into a place in His word. I hear the Lord say, fight with His word. And I just felt like there's opposition to you and there's stuff in your life around you. And I just felt like the Lord is drawing you into a place of really studying His word and to fight from a place of really studying His word. And I just felt like the Lord is really pleased with how you positioned your heart. Even in the midst of opposition, there's a humility about you and there's a grace about you that I just really sense that it really pleases the Lord's heart. So I just feel like this is an opportunity for you to really be in His word. And I just sense that, I just feel like for you, there's part of the Psalms and the Gospel of Luke in this season for you to study and to fight from a place in His word.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you in that.
Okay. There's a man behind Kyle. He's got the green shirt on. Yeah. You? What is your name? Steve. Okay. I hear the Lord say that you are firm and steadfast in your faith. And I see that you're a prayer warrior. And the Lord says that you have learned to move mountains by your prayers. Like mountains have moved and you have shifted things in other people's lives because you are a very faithful prayer warrior. And the Lord says that even though you may not see some things, He sees it. And that you press in and you ask for the greatness of God. And so I feel like the reward is coming for you for being so firm and steadfast in your faith. And I see you standing in a place, and you're like, I see this place before you that you can't cross on your own. And I see something that's impossible before you. But the Lord is, I see the Lord at the other end, and the Lord has built a bridge for you to cross. So He says to you, step out, and that the Lord has already paved the way for you to get there.
All right, the gentleman in the kind of royal blue shirt right in the middle, what's your name, sir? I'm sorry, a little further back. We'll do you first. Okay, Ricky. Okay. Ricky, I just hear the Lord saying, son, I've called you to be one who would make a difference. Okay. I've called you to be one that would not get mixed up in petty things, not get mixed up in squabbling and petty arguments. But I hear the Lord saying, son, you're a man of truth. You're a man of wisdom. What you have to say is truth. It makes sense. It's not bent to the left or bent to the right, but you're a man who states the facts, a man who states this is the way it is. And I hear the Lord saying that He's called you a defender of freedom, a defender of justice. He's called you to be one who would stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough. This is not right. Okay, so I hear the Lord saying to be bold, be courageous. Okay, don't let people put you down. Don't let people say you're irrelevant, because you matter, and what you have to say makes a difference.
I'll do it later. Gentleman in the middle of the blue shirt with a beard, right here. What's your name? Yeah.
Jack.
Jack, I just... Number one, I feel like the Lord is just telling me that He has been your bulletproof vest over the years, because a lot of people have taken aim at your heart. The enemy's tried to wound you in the heart, but the Lord says your heart has been untouched because I have protected it. Secondly, the Lord is just saying, prepare for the new wine. Because the Lord sees you as someone who is ready to just receive all that He can give you and absorb everything. Not only that, you're going to be one who's going to pour it out to others too. Because I get the feeling that you're a kind of person that people come to, and you've got a real pastor's heart, and you're just going to take what the Lord has given you, and you're going to give them that bread, you're going to give them that wine that He's given you.
The lady in the pink with blonde hair, you just turned around. Raise your hand. Yes. What's your name? Trisha? Rochelle. Okay, thanks. What I'm seeing is that you're very faithful in the Word, and the Lord is very pleased with that. It's a very enjoyable time for you. But what I'm also seeing is that while you're studying, He's like, and you go, oh my gosh, I didn't know all of that was there. And He's going to show you new things, new surprises. But what I also saw is that, do you know that the feeling that you get when you're in love and it's ooey gooey and you feel like, oh my gosh, and you're blushing. And I feel like that's how your relationship is with the Lord right now. And that He's going to give you little surprises and little gifts here and there. And it's just the whole blushing bride relationship with Him right now.
this handsome gentleman with the beard right there in the white shirt. Yeah, what's your name? What's your name?
They're going to fight over it.
Sorry. The beard. What's your name? Right behind. Right behind. You got full beard. Joe. I forgot the word now. No, I'm kidding. I'm just teasing. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, you're the kind of man that you prove it. Prove it. You know, you're kind of a guy that says, show me and prove it. And the Lord loves that about you because you just don't take no for an answer. And you want to know for sure. For sure. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord. Now, don't take this wrong. You're too smart for your own good. You're a very smart man. And the Lord is going to use you powerfully for entrepreneurship. There's a dream in you. There's a business in you. And that God is going to birth that in the next 3 to 6 months. You're going to have a dream. You're going to have a vision. And you're going to have a fire in your belly for a business. And you're the kind of guy that will steward it because you're a meticulous individual. And you're very organized. And so the Lord is going to give you a business. And I don't know what it is. Don't ask me, okay? We prophesy in part and know in part. But get back with me because I know you got something in your belly that the Lord really wants to bring forth. And I will tell you, it's going to bless the body of Christ. I see you like writing checks, big checks, amen, to the kingdom of God, like a paymaster in the house of God. So I prophesy that over you. I speak that over you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The gal in the back, you have like a rust-colored shirt and black. What's your name? What is it? Sherry. Sherry, I heard the Lord say worship warrior. You know, the first place in the Bible that it talks about worship is where Abraham went to sacrifice Isaac. He said, we're going to go to worship. And so we tend to look at it from a place of music and song and what we do. But I felt like you embody worship and that you have a real heart for worship. And I really feel like things move and shake when you worship. And I feel like the angels are drawn to that. And things shift in the heavenly realms around you when you worship. Even just from that place in your heart. And I feel like the Lord is taking you into a season. I feel like there's an advancement. There's an increase in that. And there's a greater understanding coming to you from that. There's revelation that the Lord's going to give to you. Because that's a weapon. That's a weapon that the Lord has gifted you with. And I feel like that you've stewarded it well. And I just feel like the Lord is wanting you to really advance in that. And I feel like it's also about stewarding others in that, to invite the generation behind you into that place of being a worship warrior. So I bless you in that. Amen.
Okay. The young man sitting right here next to the aisle, you got like Mackinac on your t-shirt. Yes, sir. What's your name? John. Okay. Good name, John. It's my name too. I just got the impression that the Lord, that you have like a salesman's gift. I just feel like as you grow up, God's going to really just grow that. I don't know if you know what apologetics is, but it's like people who defend the faith. And I see you just being able to understand and able to connect with people, able to see how to convince people of the truth, how to share what you have, how to promote the kingdom of God, those kinds of things. So I just want to bless you in that. The body of Christ needs more people who can do that. This is a season for the body of Christ going out, and I just see that God's really going to give you the grace to release the knowledge of the truth and the love of the truth. So bless you, John. Just also let the book of John just ruminate on that. Let that go real deep in your spirit because I know the Lord's going to use that because just when you're really convinced in your heart, everything comes out of your heart. And John was a man of the heart. So you'll really understand heart matters by studying and just meditating on the book of John. All right?
Amen. Okay. The man in the blue shirt originally back there. What's your name, sir? Andy. Okay, Andy. You know, I've heard it said that to whom much is given, much is required. And I heard the Lord saying you're a man of many talents. You have the gift of administration, maybe even an apostolic gift, but I just see a real ability. You're a man of influence, man of ideas. You know how to get things done. You know how to, I don't want to say manipulate, but how to organize people to kind of, you know, get things done. Yeah, so it must be true. but you know what? The enemy knows that too. And I'm sure he's been after you to try to use those gifts and talents for things that don't bring a whole lot of glory to God. Okay, I'm sure you've been there too. But I really see God saying this is a time to rise up. This is a time to stay focused. This is this time to keep your head above the water. Keep everything on the up and up. I'm not saying you don't, but I just really feel Lord saying that you're in a place of favor right now. Okay? And as long as you don't use that favor for your own advantage, God is going to do some amazing things through you because you're a man of influence. And he's given you the ability to speak to people, to present influence to them, to have influence over them that other people don't have. So here God's saying to don't take it lightly. Amen.
The young lady with the blonde hair in the yellow sweater, you're looking around. What's your name? Melissa? Melissa, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that you are an amazing mother. And I don't know if you have children or not, but, oh, okay, she's little, I can't see. But not only are you an amazing mother in the natural, but God is calling you into the service of mothering others. Young women that need your wisdom, need your integrity, need your honor, your loyalty, how you treat your husband, how you treat your children. And God is going to open up some doors for you to minister to some women. I don't know if it'll be at your church or in your neighborhood, but the Lord said that he is with you and his heart is with you and his hand is with you. And so if you will say the yes in your heart, he's going to begin to bring young women and even some other older women that need wisdom. And you are a very wise woman. You're young, but you're very wise for your years. And the Lord says that you're a mother in the spirit and the mother in the natural. So I bless you.